USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Fitch lowered the U.S. rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. President Biden's blaming former President Trump and GOP officials for the decline, saying they were cheerleading default and undermining governance and democracy. But Republicans say it's Biden's extreme and expensive progressive policies that have led to the downgrade. Republican presidential hopeful and former Vice President Mike Pence is railing against President Biden's economic policies.
The economic policies of the Biden administration literally have turned the American dream into a pipe dream.
Speaking at the Indiana State Fair, Pence said the cost of living is rising due to Biden's failed policies. He laid out his plan to drive down inflation if elected president, stating he'll end runaway spending in Washington. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A federal jury reached that unanimous decision today. The jurors deliberated for about 10 hours over 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018, and the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges related to the 2018 shooting. Last month, a jury decided Bowers was eligible for the death penalty. Americans' approval of the U.S. Supreme Court remains at a record low. A new Gallup poll released today revealed that only 40% of Americans approve of the high court. The court's approval rating was 49% in 2021, but it plunged after it allowed a Texas abortion law to stand. And gas prices are hitting a 9-month high. AAA says the national average for regular unleaded is $3.80 a gallon, which is 2 cents higher than yesterday. It's also 12 cents higher than last week and 27 cents higher than a month ago. This is USA News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Former President Trump is fundraising off his indictments. A fundraising email from the Trump campaign said the former president could face up to 561 years in prison due to the left's witch hunts and asked for donations. The email said Trump has been unlawfully indicted by the corrupt Department of Justice. Elon Musk's lawsuit against an anti-hate speech nonprofit, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, is being criticized by Democrats. Musk, owner of X, is suing the nonprofit over research revealing the platform's failure to address hate speech from paying subscribers. Democrats have written a letter condemning Musk's company for its hostile stance toward the nonprofit. They highlight that the nonprofit's research analyzes harmful behavior trends on various social media platforms, including X's competitors, Meta, TikTok, and Google. July was hotter for 4 in every 5 people on Earth than it would have been without the effects of climate change. That's according to research from Climate Central. The nonprofit looked at the climate in July for over 4,700 cities around the world. It found that for over 80% of the world population, at least one day in the past month had a weather shift that the group calls not normal. Let's get an update on the Hollywood strike.
Striking writers and Hollywood studios will start talking again this week. The Writers Union, the Writers Guild of America, confirmed last night that it will resume talks with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers about negotiations on Friday. I'm Lance Pry.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.